right. Well, it's so nice to sit here on this beautiful grass and clover surface. It really makes me feel kind of in touch with nature. Do you like it? I love it. I love it. All right. So I have to have notes or else I'll just talk about grass and stuff. But today I want to talk to you about a big split, a divide, something in our country where people, one group says this is good and one group says this is good. And it's about socialism and capitalism. What do you think? Maybe not? Okay. Well, let's try like this. Instead of those complicated words, because Ruthie's already like looking at the trees, and I don't blame her. What if you thought about people that have stuff and people that need stuff? The haves and the have-nots, kind of. You know some people that could use more, right? You know some people that have a lot. So in the scripture today, it's really beautiful. The apostles, Jesus's team on the ground, are filled, they said, with grace, with abundant grace, and that people are listening to their message about Jesus having resurrected, come back from the dead. So much so, they're not just listening to the words, but they're like selling their property. They're like, let me sell my house, let me give it to you, and then you give it to the people that need it. That's pretty nice, isn't it? What is that called? Ruthie, what is that when you take something that you have and you give it to somebody else? What are you doing? Are you hoarding it or are you sharing? You're sharing, yes. So let's fast forward to right now, all right? So I'm older, but I'm not like apostle old. So I'm a teacher, right? And I make money. I love my job, but I also get paid to do it. And so I have money that I can take care of our household for Sophie and I, but I also have enough to share sometimes. Sharing isn't a big word. It's actually something that your parents have been teaching you since the minute you could hold something, maybe a toy. It's a basic behavior. It's just something that we're all taught. Now, let's go back to those big, boring words, socialism, capitalism, and I'm not going to tell you what they mean, and I'm not going to tell you which one's good or which one's better, but I do want to tell you that those big ideas can be replaced by a simple, basic thing we just used, that word sharing. So, let me see. Check my pockets. Got to lean a little bit. I think I have something. Now, if I'd have done this 10 years ago, this would look different. But I have, for each of you, a $5 bill. All right? So I want your help. You're welcome. I want your help with that $5. I want you to keep it. I want you to walk away. And Ruthie was nice and said thank you. I'm sure Cole is going to say thank you. But I want you to help me an experiment a little bit. So you can take that $5 and you can put it in your piggy bank, or you may have an account, Cole, your savings, or you could drive down to Dunkin' Donuts and get a banana split, although I've done the calorie count and it's too many for me to eat. Or you could maybe go to local dollar store and pick up a few items, or you could give it to somebody that you know might need it, or you could keep some for yourself and give some to somebody else. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things you could do, but think about it. Don't spend it today. Don't spend it right now. Just think about how you can show that basic principle of sharing. So we're not going to worry about those big, complicated words. We're going to try to be filled with God's grace and do what's right for people who need it. Can we think about that some? All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for $5, and thank you for sharing, and thank you for your resurrection that taught us that your grace is with us, whether we have the $5 or we need the $5. Be with our entire world, Lord. Amen.